I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner. The other day I learned of the death of an old teammate, and it got me to thinking of softball seasons past. So this show is dedicated to the memory of Joseph Lawson Palmer, and in it I'd like to talk about some of my cherished softball memories. Joe is a good place to start. We called him Pop because he had a son named Joe who was also on our team. Actually, he had two sons on the team. Pop Palmer was our oldest team member when he played, mostly catcher, for the Media Blitz slow-pitch softball team in Urbana, Illinois. I was teaching radio broadcasting, and I thought that the Media Blitz would be a great name for a team made of radio announcers. That plus I already had a t-shirt that said Media Blitz on it from playing on a charity basketball team of broadcasters outside of Atlanta, Georgia several years earlier. Anyway, most of the softball team members were local DJs who had taken my college class in radio. Joe and Ron Palmer asked me if their father could play too, and we were glad to have him. We had a couple of guys who were the Park District's minimum age, 15, and Pop, who was probably in his early 60s. I wonder how many teams have players almost a half century apart in age. Here's my favorite memory of Pop Palmer. He was catching. The batter hit a sharp grounder to shortstop, and the shortstop threw home to try to cut down the runner from third. The runner slid into the plate and was safe at home. Now, Pop was a friendly guy, and he bent down and helped the runner back to his feet, and then vigorously pumped his hand and congratulated him on scoring. And meanwhile, the batter was running all the way to third. It just doesn't get any better than that. I got into softball late myself. I was 35 when, in 1982, my cousin Daryl moved to town and said, "Let's see if we can get on a softball team." He called the Park District and left our names, and a few days later, the Park District called us to tell us we'd been placed on a team called the Alano Club. Alano Club? Never heard of it. Maybe one of those reenactment groups that celebrates the war for Texas independence? Nah, that'd be the Alamo. Well, break it down. Al-Ano. The Alano Club turned out to be short for Alcoholics Anonymous. So Daryl and I, who were non-drinkers, found ourselves playing on a team of reformed alcoholics. We had no idea what to expect, but we weren't optimistic. But hey, they loved us, because we were the only guys on the team who had driver's licenses. We showed up for the games in a car. The rest of the team arrived on bicycles. One guy had eyes that constantly vibrated back and forth at Mach 1 speed. You never knew what he was looking at. Team parties were great. Everybody drank lemonade. And believe it or not, we actually won a lot of ball games. Reformed drinkers have learned to work hard at a task and stick with it, and that paid off on the ball field. Okay, time for one more story. My wife and daughter attended all of my softball games from the time my daughter Karen was a baby. She'd clap at the appropriate times and yell, "Yay, Daddy!" whenever I came to bat. That was in 1985, and to this day there are a few umpires in the league who still call me "Yay, Daddy." But the real story here is that the first sentence Karen learned to say happened at the ballpark. I'm a pitcher, and whenever I walked a batter, Karen would yell, "Lousy pitch, Daddy!" Well, Karen's 26 now, and she doesn't yell "Lousy pitch, Daddy" anymore. Not because I don't walk anybody anymore, it's just that she has better manners now. Thanks for listening. For more articles on softball, check out my website, slowpitchbook.com. In the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.